The World Economic Forum, which is taking place these days in Davos, is a unique opportunity to provide Ukraine with additional assistance and impose new sanctions on Russia. Ukraine does not just protect its sovereignty from the encroachments of the occupier. It acts as a shield for Europe and a guarantee of the immutability of the existing world order, which Putin wants to change. Russia's actions can cause extremely tragic consequences for all mankind, which means that helping Ukraine means an investment in the peaceful future of the West. On January 14, the whole world witnessed another Russian war crime, as a result of an X-22 missile hitting a residential building in the city of Dnipro. 44 people were killed and dozens were wounded. In Russia, both society and propagandists reacted with joy to this tragedy, which symbolizes the genocide of Ukrainians, initiated by Putin, and the hatred of Ukrainians genetically embedded in Russians. In fact, Ukraine has acted as an obstacle in the way of the Russian horde, which is obsessed with the desire to occupy and destroy and is not guided by any rules. The Russian military is tacitly ordered to kill women and children in Ukraine. Putin, at the end of his reign, wants to start a great war. He dreams of Russian tanks in European cities. The Russian economy is being intensively transferred to a military footing, and large funds are allocated for the creation of various types of weapons. Putin is preparing for a protracted war. That is why the World Economic Forum in Davos, which is being held this year without the participation of Russia, should become a symbol of the resistance of the entire civilized world against the medieval savagery and barbarism of the Putin regime. More and more officials in the West are talking about the unprecedented danger posed by Russia. In the context of the likely destabilization of Europe, Putin is the number one threat source, because the hybrid risks and threats posed by Russia are a completely new factor of influence and extremely destructive. Also, more and more Western leaders are talking about providing Ukraine with weapons, including heavy armored vehicles and air defense systems. Everyone understood that the fate of the West is being decided in Ukraine, and assistance for the armed forces of Ukraine is an investment in the survival of the civilized world. Russia's non-participation in Davos 2023 is a great success and a sign that Putin is de facto persona non grata in the civilized world. But additional assistance for Ukraine should be discussed, which will be provided according to the accepted procedure during this year. Such a significant event as the World Economic Forum a priori cannot be completed without decisions in favor of Ukraine, which is in critical need of assistance in defending its sovereignty from the invader.